Hello.
Hi, Daniel. It's Paul from Local Splash. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
You can't. Okay. Yeah, I just called you. I could hear you fine, but I guess you weren't able to hear me. Nikki wanted me to call you back. You had a question about, you know, maybe granting us some access to your Google Business profile and how that might affect your optimization.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously for us to promote your business and help you be ranked better for the services that you provide, we would want access to that Google Business profile. Now, you know, I know that you do have another company and that they are providing, you know, certain services for you as well. And that's exactly kind of why we have that, I mentioned before, that NAPW audit, the name, address, phone number, website. As long as we're promoting your business with consistent information, you know, how it's been listed online already, and make sure that there are no inconsistencies, no old information or inaccurate information that might conflict, then it's not going to hurt your ranking at all. Now, is there any risk when optimization is done for your business to get flagged? I mean, absolutely, 100%. And that's just something that every business deals with, even if you're only working with one company or if you're trying to do it yourself. I've heard a business owner say, I had a Google Business profile. I went in there, I added my hours of operation, and then my listing got flagged. So there's always some risk that something might happen with your Google Business profile. Even though we've been in business for 21 years, we went through a time where Google pulled our Google Business page as well, even as a Google partner. But because we are a Google partner, because we are, of course, going to do everything in line with what's already been, you know, promoted for your business online, you should just see an increase in your ranking for different services that you provide. You know, that being said, it's really like one hand or both hands tied behind our back if we don't have any access to your Google Business profile to add any optimization for your company.
No, so, I know, brother, but the other company is doing the same thing as you're doing. Google is going to see it like, hey, what's going on? This guy says one thing, what's true, what's not true, who's doing what? So it's going to be a problem. I mean, you're saying it could be a problem, but I don't want to risk it at all. That's not what I do, because I already went through this for a year already. Between one company, second company, and then what? Go again? Do the same thing? No, I'm not doing that. I misunderstood you, what you were trying to offer me, but now when she explained to me, I clearly understand what exactly you guys do. I'm not interested in the service. I want to cancel and call it a day, because I'm doing the same thing with a different company. So why would I pay for the same service twice? Okay?
So they're doing search engine optimization for you. They're doing Facebook ads for you as well. Are they doing local service ads like Google Verified, Google Guaranteed?
LSO. That's what I told you yesterday, bro. You don't listen to what I said. I asked you. I said, I'm doing Google profile with them, and I told you exactly what I was doing, and you said it wouldn't be a problem. So now you're telling me it's going to be a problem. Come on, man.
Well, I didn't tell you it would be. I said there's always an inherent risk with any optimization, any update, even if that company makes it, it might flag your listing.
And the same, but you guys are doing the same thing that the other company is doing. So why would I do two same services and pay for two double services for the same thing?
Gotcha.
You were telling me something completely different. I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying you were doing something else, but you're not. You're doing the same thing that the other company is doing.
I was pretty clear on the services that we were providing for you, but if it was misunderstanding,
bro,
I
don't want to argue with you. Fine, keep your 249.
No, we're not.
Forget about it.
We're not arguing at all.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fight with you about a 249. It was my mistake. I misunderstood you. Keep your 249, whatever, and call it a day, bro. That's it.
No, we're not going to do that. I mean, if you want to cancel the service, we're going to refund your money.
That's fine. I want to cancel my services. I don't want to do this again because I don't want to have problems. You know, I already paid for Google, for all this stuff to be set up, and I don't want to have to take a risk of something going wrong, and then I'm going to go back to square one again, you know? And then
risk
all these customers all this summer when it's a top season to make money, and I'm nowhere to be seen, and I lose out of all the income. I don't want to do that. It doesn't make no sense.
I hear you.
You know, it was my bad. I misunderstood you because I thought you were saying something else, but apparently I already went through another company like you were doing the same thing. You guys do organic pretty much. Organic, nobody's going to find you. You know that. If you're not ranked top three on the Google, nobody's going to call you. You're nowhere to be seen. You know that. I already went through all these loops to learn the hard way. So, I understand, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and we'll cancel your account, and we'll actually refund that $249.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate your honesty. I'm being honest with you. You're being honest with me. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you and your time, and I wish you nothing but the best of success.
Honestly, this company, I have a contract with them in 6 months. If it doesn't work out with them in 6 months, I'll give you a call. Definitely give you a call. I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, I'll give you a shot. So you have 6 months left in the contract, or it's a six-month contract total duration?
I have 6 months with them. Give me a call in 6 months and see how they did. You know. And then,
so you've only just started with them?
Yeah, I started with them like 2 months ago.
About 2 months ago. So you got about four months left on that six-month contract?
Yeah, pretty much. But previous to that, I was with another company that's doing the same thing that you were doing. I was there for 6 months. You know how many jobs I got with them? Zero.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of companies out there, and you know a lot of them aren't able to deliver. What is the name of the company that you're working with right now?
Ignite Marketing.
Okay. Okay, so you know I'll just put it back on my calendar to check back in with you in 4 months and see if you know if they're getting you everything that you're looking for, because obviously this is important to you. But yeah, I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to risk anything that you might have been working on for the last couple of months. We'll go ahead, we'll cancel the account and refund that $249 for you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Thank you, appreciate it, man.
Okay, Daniel. Well, you take care. You have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, man. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.